Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Vicky's Redemption by C.L. Heckman is the third and concluding novel in the Samantha Mallon series, following Charlie's Secret and Sam's Truth. Written in English and presented as fiction inspired by true events, the book centers on Vicky, a teenager growing up in the backwoods of Pennsylvania. The story frames her daily life as a test of endurance within a home defined by dysfunction and abuse, where survival often depends on coping strategies like avoidance and manipulation. The novel explores how an unsafe childhood can shape identity, relationships, and lasting taste, and future parenting, and it asks whether the cycle of abuse can be interrupted or whether it repeats across generations. As the finale of a trilogy, it also aims to provide narrative closure by connecting personal history to later consequences. The book is intended for adult readers and contains abusive situations and other mature subject matter, making it most suitable for those prepared for emotionally heavy. Realistic themes. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, closing a trilogy by shifting perspective to Vicky. As the conclusion to the Samantha Mallon series, Vicky's redemption carries the additional weight of resolution. Rather than functioning only as a standalone drama, it sits at the end of an established arc that began in Charlie's Secret and continued in Sam's Truth. That placement matters because it shapes how readers interpret events. The final book is positioned to illuminate background and consequences, not simply add new conflict. By centering Vicky, the narrative emphasizes how family history and private suffering can echo across time and across different members of the same family network. In a trilogy structure, the last installment typically answers the emotional questions raised earlier, even when the circumstances remain painful. Here, the book's realistic premise and the author's stated inspiration from true experiences reinforce the idea that closure does not always mean neat outcomes, but it can mean clearer understanding. In that sense, the finale works as an attempt to connect personal trauma to later identity and choices, giving readers a more complete view of how the series' themes of abuse, survival, and hope fit together. Secondly, depicting an abusive household and the logic of survival. A central topic in Vicky's redemption is the portrayal of an abusive and unstable home life, and the way a teenager learns to function inside it. The story establishes that Vicky's environment is not only emotionally unsafe, but also structurally unreliable, with adult caregivers failing to provide stability. Within that context, the novel highlights coping behaviors that are often misunderstood from the outside, including avoidance and manipulation. Rather than treating these responses as simple moral flaws, the narrative frames them as learned survival tactics shaped by fear, unpredictability, and the absence of trustworthy support. The emphasis on realism, noted by readers who describe the writing as raw and authentic, makes the book less about sensational shocks and more about the grinding pressure of daily life in a dangerous home. This approach encourages readers to consider how abusive dynamics influence choices in the moment, especially for young people who have limited power and limited options. It also sets the stage for the book's larger question: when survival requires distortion and concealment, how does a person later build honest, healthy relationships? Thirdly, family dysfunction, parentification, and forced responsibility. The novel presents family dysfunction not only as violence or cruelty, but as a system where roles become distorted and childhood is shortened. Vicky's situation includes being pushed into responsibilities she should not have to carry, a pattern commonly associated with parentification, where a child or teen is forced to act as a caretaker in place of adults. With a household strained by addiction and declining health, the story emphasizes how basic needs and emotional safety can be neglected, leaving the young person to manage both practical tasks and constant tension. This dynamic is significant because it explains why independence may arrive early, but at a cost of hypervigilance, mistrust, and an internalized belief that love is conditional or dangerous. The narrative also foregrounds sibling conflict as part of the pressure cooker, illustrating how scarcity of safety and attention can push family members into rivalry rather than mutual support. By depicting these patterns, the book helps readers see abuse as more than isolated incidents. It becomes a chronic environment that shapes how a person evaluates risk, authority, and belonging long after the immediate danger has passed. Fourthly, breaking the cycle of abuse through adulthood and parenting. One of the book's defining concerns is whether Vicky can break the cycle of abuse and create a safer life for herself and her children. This theme links personal healing to future responsibility, raising the stakes beyond individual survival. The story does not treat the cycle as a vague metaphor, but as a practical and psychological inheritance. Learned reactions to stress, normalized cruelty, and damaged expectations about what family should be. By framing the question around future family life, the novel highlights how trauma can persist even after someone leaves an abusive environment, influencing attachment, conflict management, and self-worth. At the same time, the concept of redemption suggests that change is possible, though difficult and often incomplete. In realistic fiction inspired by true events, transformation tends to be depicted as a series of choices and setbacks rather than a single breakthrough. This makes the book's message more grounded for adult readers. Breaking the cycle may require recognizing patterns, seeking support, and making deliberate decisions that feel unfamiliar. The novel's impact comes from keeping that struggle emotionally concrete rather than purely inspirational. Lastly, emotional realism, mature content, and reader readiness. Vicky's Redemption is positioned for adult audiences because it includes abusive situations and heavy emotional material. That content warning is not incidental. It shapes the reading experience and signals that the novel aims for directness rather than softened implication. Readers drawn to realistic, emotionally intense fiction often look for work that does not minimize harm, especially when exploring how abuse operates inside families. At the same time, the book implicitly asks for reader readiness, since themes of domestic instability and trauma can be triggering. The reported response from reviewers, emphasizing authenticity and a powerful conclusion, suggests that the author's narrative approach is intended to make the emotional consequences legible. Not just the events themselves. This is also where the series framework matters again. The final installment can deepen the resonance by tying earlier themes together, making the darkness feel purposeful rather than gratuitous. For readers, the value of such realism can be empathetic and reflective, offering language for experiences that are often hidden. For others, the intensity may be overwhelming, so the book stands as an example of fiction that benefits from careful selection based on personal comfort and needs. In conclusion, Vicky's Redemption will appeal most to adult readers who seek realistic fiction that confronts family dysfunction, abuse, and the long reach of childhood trauma. Readers who have followed the Samantha Mallon series from Charlie's Secret through Sam's Truth are positioned to get the most from it. Since the third book is designed to complete the larger arc and provide a sense of closure, the practical benefit is not a step-by-step guide to recovery, but a clearer understanding of how abusive environments shape behavior and how difficult it can be to unlearn survival tactics that once kept a person safe. Intellectually, the book invites reflection on intergenerational patterns, the social invisibility of domestic harm, and the tension between responsibility and freedom when a young person is forced into adult roles. What helps it stand out in its category is its grounding in lived inspiration and its willingness to treat redemption as a hard-earned process rather than a quick reversal. Many novels about trauma lean toward either melodrama or tidy catharsis. By emphasizing emotional realism and the question of whether the cycle can truly be broken, this conclusion aims for a more sober, lasting impact. If you would like to support C. L. Heckman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.